Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to Luke on this one.
Yeah.
Because he has that Tootsie Roll.
What it do, Riz?
But I'm the dagger, you know what I mean?
Got another one.
They sushi rolling for me. Let's go.
Ladies, if you got out, this is how you let it show. Heads and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll, whoa. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
Daddy, look, I got ass. This is how I let it show. Heads and knees on the floor, daddy, watch the sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll.
Here we are again, we got the dagger on the desk. You track me like ass fat, so we can flip it like a flapjack. When it comes to cracking, talking about them white rocks. Placed in order, now she sushi roll until I tell her stop. Put your hands on the floor, stretch your back, make it
arch.
Raise that ass,
uh-huh.
Make a million men
march.
Balance with your knees, booty swaying like a booty. Smoking hella weed, now we both looking Chinese. No excuse for all the ass you be having. Let's see what happens when you're crouching. Tiger meets my hidden dragon. Have you off the walls doing high kicks and backflips. Struck the matrix, then landed and did the leg split.
Bullshit.
I love it when the booty's big and bending over. All up on my beat fold, method bitch in Yoshinoya. The way you sushi roll, my egg roll is never soft. You keep it on.
You gotta take it on.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
With your ass in the ceiling. You was talking shit before and now I got you believing. I'm not the nigga that you
used to.
You like it when I
shoot
ya. Hit the green black belt, my style.
I'm
the fucking man.
Fuck,
call me Jackie Chan or call me I tear it up like Japan.
Damn.
When it's over, feel the damage I've done. I told you I was Pat Morita, never ever was a
Danielson.
I make them come when they come and they try to run. 2 hours later, I'm still hungry, need another one. This black and Asian chick, caught her and she came swift. She sushi rolled it with a Tokyo drip. Swerved on my dick, gripping the hips. I think I'm spinning out. I ain't never scared, so I held on and rolled it out. Ladies, if you got ass, what you acting scared for? Are you scared?
No.
Sushi roll it on the dance floor.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see the sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
Better look, I got ass.
Put it down.
Whoa.
I didn't mean your ass. Strippers and hookers be sushi rolling for cash. They make it fast if they move it right. Got a bite. Darker light, daggers got an appetite. Serve it up, I'll put it down. Dagger doesn't play around, bitches. From Korea back to Chinatown. Dagger so cocky, they never try to stop me when I turn the sushi into teriyaki. When I had my fro buff, I fucked while I wore chucks. After if she kept saying, I do my duty and I do it with passion. You had the sushi like a ninja, I'm the ninja assassin. Yeah, I know, I mean, admit it though, I kept it clean. I kept saying, when you knowin' what I really mean. I don't pay for sushi though, my money is power. So she sushi rolls, I chop it up, now she sleeps.
Sayonara.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
You're a pimp? So you really are
Yes,
I'm a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback, could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling?
I'm good. I see we got some new drops in.
Hey, hey, I was just about to say that. Shout out to Lady Cam. You said it, didn't you say, man? We need some new drops, man. I need my name put in there. See, thank Lady Cam.
Shout out to the girl, Lady Cam.
Yes, it's definitely West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. And again, Dagger, Queen V, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. And of course, as always, let's get the intros out the way first. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz to say. Without her, there is no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, Slap Sundays. The Triple M show wouldn't be popping, and of course, West Coast Wednesdays wouldn't be going down. So thank you, Topaz, for allowing your boy to just be himself, you know, just try to do his motherfucking thing, and, you know, trusting me to do that. And I'm going to keep rolling for as long as I can until the motherfucking wheels fall off. Hold on, I got to hit this weed, because I'm like I said, I'm feeling good today. I got weed in my system, got company chilling with me. Got Drake. I'm over here. You know, I'm just going to be a good night. I got a good feeling about tonight. Hold on. Get this week. But also, you know, next, I want to shout out all independent artists. Like I said, anybody that's fucking with your boy, sending me your music, sending me, like I said, hooking up the drops, anybody that's out there doing their thing. Because, like I said, I got brand new music today, too. Excited about that. You know, I love getting new music. Like, it's a beautiful thing. Because y'all just really don't realize that I don't like the radio. I don't do that commercial shit. So, the more shit y'all send me, the more I got to play, the more we got, you know, the more things we can do, all right? So keep fucking with your boy, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send them over to Queen B. Go ahead, let them know, Queen, where they can get it, where you can send them to you back.
At Queen B, BEE1991@gmail.com.
So, I mean, either way, like I said, I got two emails, so there's no excuse for us not to be getting y'all music, so make sure y'all send it in. And then last but not least, always, anybody that takes 2 hours out of their day to listen to our crazy asses and to support these independent artists. Because I know y'all probably got a lot of better things y'all could be doing for 2 hours. Y'all got a lot of other shit going on. Motherfuckers got bullshit they got to deal with. But like I said, this is where we come to get rid of the bullshit, to relax, especially on Wednesdays. It's hump nights. We don't try. Like I said, I got some interesting topics I want to get into tonight. Like I said, I prepared for the night. I feel good. I got shit I want to talk about. I got questions I'm going to ask. Supposed to have a new beauty in a week tonight. So like I said, it's supposed to be a good night. So how you feeling, Queen? You feeling good this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing good this evening.
All right, so that's good. So we're going to start off like this with brand new music from my nigga Young Chef. I'm saying, well, maybe those big things right here. And like I said, whenever he gets something new, I know I'm always the first to get it. So I got to get props what props to do. And as soon as here we go. All right, Young Chef, brand new Young Chef right here, and we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Night, Dagger, Queen V. Thanks for being here tonight, and let's go.
What's up, babe? Like that right there. How's that thing you do, bro?
I need a bomb, mommy. Way you hold it down, never shock me, rock me. She my little freak, I love it sloppy. Watch me, been through the rain, can't change the obstacles. Try and cruise, Bahama moves, other Honda lose, time to snooze. Waking up, she so soft and smooth. When times is rough, my queen make it hard to lose. Focus, lean on my shoulders, my love ain't hard to prove. Hopeless, hate all they want, that never stop was true. You, too thick and thin, when I'm scarred and bruised. Poof, we gone in the wind, time to spark the mood. Plotting, looked in my eyes, what you do to me was popping. I'm done with the lies, absolutely, you and me. Bubble massage, just how she doing me. Shorty had the ice pack, yeah, right there, I like that. holding down. She around when I need her most, keep her close. Plus she down, she don't need a coach. Ride or die, she with a crown. Lord, mama dope, eye to eye. She can see the lies through the clouds of smoke. Mama, I must admit, you get a trauma. Hope I promise I won't rise this way, cause I got the vote. My, oh my, you looking good. Tweak a lot of school, dry your eyes. You ain't got a crown right by ya. Time to go. Blood brush, like Geronimo, diamond glow. She shining bright, give her time to grow. It's your world, I'm just a squirrel with my pistachio. Pass and go, baby girl, you love it fast or slow. She the one, against all odds, you have to know. Don't need the sun, she got it high. Hey, where she go, you and me. Every second so exclusive, you ain't gotta prove to me. Keep doing what you do to me.
Sexy, grown and beautiful. Just how it feels to be sexy, grown and beautiful. get it, girl. Nothing to make you gorgeous, girl. And you already perfect, and I know you're worth it like a precious pearl. And I see diamonds in your future, just believe me. Baby, when you need me, all you do is ring me. I'll take you on the town and make sure you feel better. I'll sing you lullabies and write you love letters. Won't for anything when I come around. Baby, you're the queen, so I'ma bring the crown.
Known each other that long for the feeling that masturbating at midnight in dim lights. You're the kind of girl that my folks like. It feels right. Rekindle the fire, burning desire. I want more than my lifestyle requires. You know the type of girl, you spring it on top of me. I'll nail it like it's property. You know you on my heart. I got the key, you got the copy. Anything you cop in, it's on me. Versace, Louis V, Marc Jacobs, or all three. You got me, what more can I ask? Take yourself from heaven, got me staring at your ass. You must be a sin, I'm just repenting for the past. If you did the crime, I'll do the time, you're a diamond. Just put me on consignment, push you on confinement. Bed rest, stress less, what you really know about this good sex? She responded with a smile and an address. If you really doubt it, come around.
That got caught with that homely little white gal.
Kobe.
Right. Now I know exactly what happened to Kobe. Kobe caught that white fever. White fever get in your blood, man, it'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right. They got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger. Let me get my co-host in. What the fuck was that? See? I don't like weird noises. It just happened. But whatever that was, hold on, y'all. It may be the drink. I may just be tripping. Maybe the drink and the drugs. I'm not sure. But, but nah, I could have swore I heard something. Anyway,
you over there drinking on.
Tonight, I got some of this answer. Well, actually, let me tell. I try to start off healthy, right? I got to get a nice apple juice. But you know that good apple juice that comes in the glass? You know, the half, the like half.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good apple, right? So I was sipping on that, right? But then I remembered that I still had some of this Amsterdam vodka left, right? So,
right.
So what I did was I drank half the apple juice, and I just poured the rest of my Amsterdam in it. So now it's damn near full again, but now it's majority drink, and it's just like, you know, yeah, so I'm right. I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's right.
And, did you hear this new music, though, Queen? Like I said, is that not
a good way? I
do. I'm like, man, this is I'm loving this. What was I about to do? I was about to do something. Oh, I was about to see who else we got on the phone lines. Okay, here we go. Hold up. Excuse me, the host is on one. I'm trying to get there. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, I see you.
9635, you got Dagger and the Queen. What to do?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Young Prince of the West. All right, what it is, man?
What to do, man? How you feeling? You feeling good?
Get out here on this grind mode. I'm all right. Out here on grind mode.
Yeah, sounds like you're emotional.
I'm in Vegas, my nigga. I'm on this grind, but I'm gonna keep y'all on mute while I'm like doing my thing or whatever.
I didn't have to say that because you know I was about to say something. See,
I got enough conference calls and all of that shit. So I already know about that, bro.
Hold on, real quick. It's straight out to 661. Hold on, damn, that's some interesting numbers. But 661, 6601. You got Dagger, Queen, and the Prince. What it? Wait, almost. There you go. You got us. What it do?
What it do, Dagger? It's Elegant Lyric.
Just elegance in the building. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Like I said, I'm getting there. I'm on my way. It's still early.
How you doing, Elegant? I'm good. How are you? I'm all right.
We got a few hours, and we're going to see how, you know, how close that I can get. That'll be interesting. We're gonna have a little. But anyway, we're gonna get straight to discussion mode. Like I said, I'm feeling myself right now, and I got a few questions. I've been seeing a few things now. All right. I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm just asking, but there's a reason why I'm asking. All right, this is for the ladies. Since I got two now. Outside of, I'm just gonna ask. What's the most like non? How do I want to word this? Yeah, this is fucking weird because I'm gonna sound stupid. What's the most? I don't want to say obscene because it's not really obscene. A twos, that's the wrong word. I'm just gonna say, what's the most different thing you done set up your pussy? There's a reason why I'm asking. I'm trying to figure out the best way. I mean, I'm really thinking like outside of dildos, you know, dick, fingers. I'm talking like past that, because I've seen girls stick interesting things there. So I'm just curious. That's all right. That's not why I'm asking. I mean, cucumbers. I mean, what do y'all have? Fruit? Anybody mess with some fruit? I'm just curious. I mean,
tampons? Whoa, wait.
Wow, you got to go there.
Whoa, that's wrong. Whoa, boo. You're not supposed to put that up there. Dagger, you left that out. I mean, I'm just saying.
No,
that's what goes there.
There's a reason why I left that out. So, can we get back on topic?
Okay. I've the only thing that has gone up my booty has been a nigga's tongue or his fingers. Nothing out the ordinary.
I didn't mean ass. I mean, I know a lot of people is into that anal play, but hey, it's interesting to know that. But here's why I asked, because I've seen some shit today that kind of like rocked. It didn't really rock me. It was just interesting right now. There's a commercial, and then the girls, I'm going to describe it. The girls laying back, you know, legs spread and everything, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then I guess she started doing her little cankle muscles or whatever, but then from out of pussy, right, starts coming out like this straight, like Nokia phone. And then on the other side, so she's like pushing it out, right, and as it's coming out and the screen comes up, you see, it says the text like, you like what you see, and then it just falls out. And it's supposed to be some, like, shit she sent to, like, her boyfriend or something like that. And I was just thinking, like, who does that? I was just curious if there's anybody that out there. Because I hear just girls stick all kinds of things up there sometimes. All right, I've heard stories. But that was just the weirdest thing I saw today, so I just thought I might ask. But
that's why I said tampon, because I could have sworn you were talking about vagina.
Yeah, I was talking about vagina, but
okay.
You keep bringing that shit back up, and you try to do that.
I'm just saying, like, a phone, that's a bit much.
That's just plain nasty. That's just honey nature, though, but it's cool.
You make calls with your pussy, I guess.
That is cool. It was just interesting to me. And it's like, but it just made me, because like I said, girls, you know, childbirth, I went through a whole lot of things with that thing. So it was just interesting, so I just thought I'd ask. But I don't know. That's it. I'm all one. Don't mind me. And there was another one. Oh, here's another question. Yeah, here we go. Would you let a guy, like, bang you with a gun? And I'm only asking this because I've seen it. I've seen this. I don't know if anybody else has seen it. Girl is laying back. I guess it's
I've heard about that. I've never seen it done.
Is this something that would even interest anybody? Like, you and another nigga, like straight bang you with the barrel of a gun? Like, really?
That's not cute or sexy at all. I mean, just think of being a trigger being pulled. Like, that's
what I was thinking.
Oh.
I would honestly think that if you were going to do that, though, you would at least, like, not have the clip in and make sure it was empty. But still, part of it would just be like, what the fuck to me? I just don't get that whatsoever. So that's the coldest part, but.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think they'll leave the bullets in because the guy likes the pleasure of being in control, and he's letting you know he's in control of your shit right now. What is an unloaded gun going to do? That doesn't make sense.
But really, though, like...
I mean, like, yeah. I've heard stories about it. I mean, like, some girls think that shit is kind of, you know...
Stupid.
No, I mean, like, hey, some girls think that it's sexy. I mean, I perfectly wouldn't want that happening. You can't, you know, take your nine and think that you're going to put it up in me. Like, nah, that's not about, nah, that's definitely not about to go down. But, I mean, I've heard of some girls who think that might be a little kinky and a little bit sexy. They might like that shit. But, nah, I'd be too afraid because you can tell me it's unloaded. Mm-mm. You blow my thing off.
Because if it's up in there, that's going straight. That's a death right there. Because it's going to go straight up all the way, like the ribs and shit, lungs, all that is going
your
straight
head?
Up. Yeah, exactly. It's going to pop right out. Like,
yeah, you're really going to feel it in your throat.
For about 2 seconds. You know what I mean? For about 2 seconds, and then that's going to be it. But
wow.
All right, I was just curious, because like I said, I've seen a few things lately, and it's just like I was just curious to why, you know, why it's good. I was just thought people might be interested in knowing that, and I didn't know if anybody else, we had any takers on the whole gun thing or whatever, because I don't get it. Even if I was into all type of burners and everything like that, I don't know where in my mind would I be like, you know what, babe, hold on, you know what, hold on, I want to do something real quick. Hold on, lay right there, hold on, I'll be right back. And just come back with the pistol, like, what the like, no, wait, hold on, lay back, no. Do I want the tip of it so it's warm, like,
No.
I tried to make it work. I'm sorry. But, we're going to get back into some music. I saw my Beauty of the Week check in, but I guess you checked back. I'm going to try to get it back during the break. And if not, I got some new porn y'all should be watching. Y'all know I've seen some new shit that I got to tell y'all about. So, yeah, we're going to step y'all porn game up. All right. But if not, we'll be back with the Dagger's newest Beauty of the Week. Either way, we'll be right back. Got Dagger, Queen V hanging out, Miss Elegance, the Young Prince out in Vegas. Oh, shit, yeah, we on. All right. Be right back.
Another DJ Far. World premiere.
Yeah. Miss Mirror. Jay.
Yeah,
Minnie's family. Larceny's family.
Hey.
Skinny.
That's that shit I don't like.
Chubby. What's up, fool?
DJ Funk.
We in here, nigga. Masked up like a hockey squad, fucking over niggas, straight Amistad, strapped when it's time to ride, no car safety, and guns all safety, blowing on the purple, got my lungs all hazy, you fuck boys crazy, smother the nose of the gun with a potato, and it ain't all gravy, I can even murk you on the Pro Tools, killing folks, eating them up, lyrical soul food, but some niggas won't beef, really tofu, I'm Wazilla the beef, somebody should have told fool. Keep the mag in the stash when I roll through. Mean mugging cowards just to see what they gon' do. Acting foul cause I brawl, I was gon' juke. But time running out, so you know bitches gon' shoot. Pull a clutch, pluck a pluck cat to show you what you animated plucky duck niggas won't do.
The gun in the stash on me right now. The gun in the stash on me right now. And I'm grabbing my mag on me right out.
Let me reload on these niggas real fast, like,
Get the snub out the dash, still puffing the hairs. Get the bustin' it fast while I'm dumping the ash. Chief and reaper as the reapers if you up in the bag. Before you officially gone, I smoke the blunt in the head. You fuck boys, junkyards, nothing but trash. I spit Looney Tunes, you fucking with Taz. Spazmanian devil, I spin shit around. You fools like joint, you little niggas clowns. Go go for all you choaches, put bitches in the ground. I'm trying to make moves, fuck trying to sit around. If I want to do that, I'll go and hit a lounge. But for now, I'm boxing shit, giving niggas rounds. Trinidad with a nigga blast, vicious spaz. I get up in that ass, you start first but finish last. Cut the lawn for you snakes in the grass. I'm no cut, don't nag, nigga, get a pass. Get them jacked.
Come in the special me right now. Come in the special me right now. Come on, girl, with my mouth on me right now.
Must be PMS. My niggas sparking, you niggas barking like DMX. I mean, I'm saying I'm sick, dog, and I need a vet. Them boys like sick Nikes in stores, and they need a check. Yeah, we the best, balling without the set. Ewing, pushing rocks, working with the magic now. Pat Ewing, cooking in the front, I'm in the back brewing. No stress, you get your cold wet, I leave you cats ruined. Chubby, you like a puppy in a lion house. Quick to bring the iron out. Fuck is all the crying about. I'm on the block for the cream. Soon as I came on the scene, I'm taking shots for the team. Skip the trying out. Red dot, I get my blast on. Pac-Man, it got me riding with my mask on. Batman, oh yeah, I'm strapped, man. You get your set playing. Murk them and then we ride out, nigga. X Games. Jack.
Okay, put your hands on me, put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me, put your hands on me, put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me, put your hands on me, put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me, put your hands on me, put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect, my body got your interest, and I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Through bad times and better. No distance or fight. Could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard. And I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Hug so tight, we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that go, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I'll do the work, just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you my soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Closer, my head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as you grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady,
though that moment only lasted seconds, this bush will last forever.
Look at that, honey. A bunch of other people planted rose bushes just like you.
Oh, no. Those are all mine. Each one for a different man I slept with. But you are my last.
All of these?
It's not that many.
This is the largest sex garden in North America. Rumor has it within its unexplored depths lives an Indian tribe who have never seen a white man.
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Daggers.
But when it comes down, Bang Dog
Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, it's the Dagger, Queen V. Let me get the Queen back in real quick. Hold on. Come on. It's going to work. It's going to work. There it is.
Of course it's going to work. I'm good.
All right, for sure, we got to get in the interview mode. All right, you ready? Everybody else got to hold on. But, you know, you ready to get in the interview mode? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. And coming to the stage, well, not the stage, you know, I really wish I could get some sound effects and everything like that so I can, you know, have a little hand claps and everything and all that. But Miss Tanisha, how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, and I do have to, let me apologize off top because I'll be here to kind of check in on our conversation earlier, and I think we kind of scared her off because she was like, what the fuck are these people talking about? Like,
hey, it's my 30th mother.
But my bad. But how are you doing this evening? Thank you for being here.
Well, I'm fine. I'm glad you guys are willing to have me there.
Thank you. So go ahead and let people know a little bit about you real quick, because like I said, you can always speak about yourself better than I can, and then I'm going to go ahead and check your bio a little bit and ask you a few questions myself. But go ahead and let people know about you real quick.
Well, my name is Tonisha. I'm 20. I love modeling. I'm an actor. What else I do? Oh, I have a daughter you can hear in the background. She's one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you get started with your questions.
Uh-oh. Well, okay. Now, you also going to school as well. What are you going to school? What are you studying for?
Oh, for child development and for fashion coordinator.
Oh, so what do you get to do with that kind of degree? Like, what does that get you? I'm slow. Treat me like I'm slow.
Okay, well, child development is basically I work with children that 0 to around 8 years old, and fashion coordinating is basically like for fashion shows, stuff like that. I help with the wardrobe and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I'm going to school for.
Shit. Okay, that's some baller shit right there. Okay, and how long have you been modeling?
Since I was about, you could say, 16, 17.
Now, was it something you just always just thought you just wanted to get into, or did somebody say, like, or was it like a suggestion, or did somebody inspire you to do it, or?
No, like, I've always wanted to do it since I was younger. Well, I had to look and everything. Well, people convinced me, like, yeah, you should go for it, and I went for it.
And now, here's, I want everybody to pay attention, like, I'm about to post up, like, a picture that I got. It's hot, fabulous, but run down the tattoos for people for me, from the top to the bottom. Run them down for me, especially, but I'm going to give away one. You're a fool for the bow tie, and I mean that with all due respect. That bow tie is killing right there.
The bow tie.
Well, if you got a permanent bow tie on the neck, that shit is dope. But go ahead, give them the list of the tattoos from top to bottom.
Tattoos?
Yes.
That's too many to explain. I have a lot.
You don't gotta explain each one. I mean, like, you just where do you have and where do you have it?
Okay, I have them on my legs, back, arms, face, head, everywhere.
Bad. Now,
Now, with the tattoos, is that something, you know, you want to go into, like, ink modeling? Or, because, you know, I've seen a lot of ink models as well, and I guess they have certain, there's, like, a difference between that and, like, regular modeling, or you just incorporate it into it all? Like, you can just get into anything, whatever's open.
Well, first, I have to get them fixed up and touched up first, because, like, I let my brother, I just let him, like, just experience on my body. So after I get all of them touched up, then I'll go into that field next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Queen, any questions?
How many tattoos do you have?
Oh, I get that question a lot, and I really don't even know. Probably around over 50.
Over 50?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's
what is your name? What is your name?
Oh, I'm Queen V. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Excuse me, I'm Queen
Bee.
Hey. Nice to meet you. Yeah, my co-host right there, because, you know, we need some estrogen on this show every now and then. So we got some permanent female opinion here as well. But then, and also, how is it, you know, balancing, you know, single parent, career, you know, job, everything? That's not easy, right? Because a lot of girls can't handle all that.
No, not at all. I have to juggle school, traveling, my daughter. It's like crazy sometimes. Sometimes I'll have to go on set and they'll have to have a assigned babysitter, or I'll have to leave her at home with my mom. It just gets crazy sometimes. I'll be in class and I'll be getting called for a gig or something, and I have to be like, I have to step out really fast. It just gets crazy.
But you got to respect the hustle, because, I mean, you don't give up, because that's the one thing I like, is because, you know, there's a lot of people that are in the same situation and then just be like, you know, try to find different routes to take, or, you know, the easy way out, and, you know, don't want to work for what they got. But, I mean, in order to make it, you got to work for it, right?
Yeah, you got to work hard.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things people should be out there watching out for? You know, there are a lot of people that are trying to get where you're at, or just trying to do the same thing. And like I said, you're doing traveling, you got shows, you know. What are some things you got to watch out for? Because also, I know it's not, you know, there's a lot of people out there.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of stuff to watch out for. Yeah, I have a lot of listing. Okay, well, you have to watch out for people trying to mix pleasure with business, stuff like that. People would try to be like, oh, I'll offer you this, and you got to do this for me. You got to watch out for people like that. You got to watch out for scams. You got to watch out for who you're traveling with. Make sure it's somebody you're willing that's protective. Like, some stuff you just can't go to. Like, certain stuff you can't go to events and stuff by yourself. It's just a lot of stuff, like, you got to pay attention and be aware of.
And a lot of people, that's the problem, is that we always say that all the time. Like, a lot of people just don't pay attention. Nobody, like, everybody's got all wrapped up in some other shit. Like,
yeah, they're thinking like, oh, this is the easy way. Oh, this is just fun. This is this. But you still have to be aware at all times, too, because stuff can get crazy in a matter of seconds.
And then once you've crossed that line, or once you go down that road, like, there's no real coming back from it, is it?
No, once you're there, you're there.
I'm sorry, I didn't get where you were from. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from the city, well, L.A.
Oh,
okay.
West with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, but then I'm also understanding, like you said, single parent. I always ask ladies this as well, because I'm just curious. In your opinion, what's wrong with niggas now? I mean, just straight out. Yeah. Like I said, you're single.
They don't step up to the plate. They say they're going to do this, say they're going to do that. They feed you lies, get in your ear, and then you're just left with the plate all by yourself. They come in sometimes, here and there, but it's easy for them to just walk out. And you have to be the one to be able to step up and take care of all responsibilities. That's what
you
need to understand.
Because you shouldn't have to rely on anybody else.
No, you can't. You have no choice. You have to rely on yourself. That's the only thing you can rely on. People say they're going to be there for you, I'll do this, but at the end of the day, they change their minds.
just on a whim. Yeah, see, it's good to know I'm not the only person that could go through this shit. Because I'll be, and that's the one thing that just irks me is somebody that'll tell you one thing and then does something else, or you know, you might as well just not say anything in the first place. You know, why even go through the motions? Why even deal with the bullshit? But
exactly.
People like drama nowadays, and that's what it just seems like. I said people like drama. That's why these reality shows are popping. You be watching the reality shows, don't you? You be watching the reality shows?
Yeah.
Okay, at least you admit. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's good. But man, shit is crazy. But like I said, I know it's kind of late. I'm not going to keep you any longer than I would have to. I mean, I thank you for being here, but you are more than welcome to always, like, you're more welcome to hang out on the show because, like I said, we wasn't trying to scare you earlier, but, again, this is a very open show, so there's no telling where the conversation can go. But your opinion is always valued, so I would like you to stay if you're available, but that's up to you.
Oh, I will come in anytime you need me, anytime I'm available.
Okay, but tonight, are you hanging out for the rest of the show, or are you about to leave?
Oh, when is the show over?
Show's over. Let's see, what time is it now? We got another hour to go. We go until 11 o'clock strong.
Oh, I can hang in still. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We're hanging with the new beauty of the week, Queen. We're going to get the rest of the panel back in real quick after a couple more tracks. And we're going to get a Daggers double play. If y'all notice, I'm trying to get people late tonight. I'm trying to get y'all to feel good tonight, all right? I'm feeling good. I want people to feel good. So that's the kind of music I'm trying to get y'all into tonight, all right? I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, you know, we're feeling good today. Usually I'm all, like, feeling bad and all some other shit or whatever. No, we're good tonight, all right? We're relaxing. Right now it's me, my girl, and her girl. Let's go.
Sweetie voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Daggers, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly,
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a man.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick
it. I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you trying to go.
With we and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
Penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do,
baby?
With your homegirls.
Well, they can come too,
baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fizzle and some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate.
Think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar on fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next.
Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. To wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and thistles.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a sinner. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
And we about to do our thing.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. And now you gotta battle the
Nausea King.
This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed or be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl.
It's cracking.
I lick, she lick, you suck.
I'm savage.
Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription's a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
Just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope, it's
just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. Ooh. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy the juice, you come
I'm
to
going,
me.
Nigga.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right, so put the kids to bed. We the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us.
From the jump when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass, passing up for what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing and she knowing I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking, yeah I'm strapped up. Light skin is attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause you can't speak bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. But I like to pull hair slap at the titty grab. Gotta choke me cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I knew dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size of you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster penny dropper right there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin, baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us.
to believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. That's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
Take off! I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West Take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
My bad. My phone was on mute. I'm sitting here talking to myself. Yes, we're back. Atlanta, West Coast all day. Bang out radio. West Coast Wednesday, top nine. Dagger, Queen B. Queen, still good?
I'm good.
Okay, just making sure. Sorry for that moment of silence. We weren't asking for a prayer. But also, Dagger's new beauty that we're still hanging out with tonight, thankfully. Miss Tanisha, still good?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, and she's after. Okay, she's after. Here we go. See, I like this. You're getting amped up. That's what I like to feel. I like to feel that. We're going to see. Let's get the rest of the panel here. It's about to be. We're about to see. It's about to go now. Young Prince, how you feeling out there in Vegas, man?
West. Yeah, I'm out here, man.
All right. This stuff on Vegas checking in. Let's see. Miss Elegance. Let's see. Let's get her. Miss Elegance.
Yeah, I'm here.
Real good.
Uh-huh.
All right. So down. Mr. I think I know who this is. Chapter 313-8076. Ha, let's see. Hello, Ashley.
Take off. What is it?
There it is. I'm already like, how did I ask you, man? What did you do, Ashley Martin? How you feeling?
Man, I'm cooling, right, man. I'm over here drunk right now, bro. I'm sitting here like,
what you sipping on? What you got tonight, nigga? What you sipping on?
Man, beer tonight, baby. No bubbly over here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Straight hood, nigga, shit right here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Ice house.
All right, man. Yeah, it really taking off, ain't you? Look at you, man. That's right. For sure, man. Hold on real quick. It's straight out to 323-2245. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
West Coast, what up with it, man? It's Big Dre coming in. How you been?
Hey, what it do, Dre, man? How you feeling, man? You feeling good?
Man, I'm good right now. Still chilling right now at work. How everybody doing?
Yeah, man. Everybody here, man. Relax, man.
You good.
Yeah, nigga, like I say, you know, I'm back in the West by here, off Adams, you know, down here chilling right now.
You missed the West Coast, didn't you? You went away for a little while, nigga, but now I got to go back home, huh, nigga? Like,
Yeah, hey, shit, you know what, too? In 6 months, I'm going to take it back to where it all began, going back to the Deutschland for my birthday, so we'll hang out there for a weekend again. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got in the mix right now.
Okay, for sure. So you're hanging out, man? You just checking in real quick? Because I know, man, you're a working man. You might not be able to hang out. You good?
Yeah, man, my weekend hangouts, nigga, is kind of locked down right now. My only off days is on Tuesday, so I'm going to make that text and go hang out right now.
Off day on Tuesday?
but you know what? Hey, pulling almost 100 hours every 2 weeks, I'm good.
Hey,
so, all right.
As you should. Nigga, they make that slave money. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And you ain't hearing me complain, it's okay. But, all right, man, so, shit, man, what am I about to talk about now, man? But hold on real quick. Tanisha, question, what do you be sipping on? When you get turned or when you, like, be out doing your thing, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, I'll do the hand black, homie.
So, two hand black? Okay, but
yeah,
Tanisha. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I think I lost my beauty. I don't recognize that voice. I don't like what I don't recognize, man. It's supposed to be a magic t-shirt, a dude, and Angela. Right there.
Oh.
Question. Now, it's a new porn y'all to watch. Because like I said, I'm trying to keep y'all up on, updated on the porn game or whatever. Like I said, I already bought y'all Ghetto Gangers. I already bought y'all Black Crime. I've already bought y'all, you know, the Bang Bus. You know, we done talked about these already. I want y'all to keep updating and look at some quality porn. Not really quality, but I'm going to say entertaining. It's entertaining. All right? And as for me, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I like to be entertained if I decide I want to watch porn. So the newest thing that seems to entertain me right now, if you ever want to go check it out, www.crackwhoreconfessions.com.
Oh, wow.
Don't knock it till you go look at it. Hold on. I'm about to pull it up right now. Let's see. Let me get my other screen. Like I said, I didn't say quality. Oh. I said entertaining. Isn't that what I said?
Okay.
That's what I said, right? That's what I said. I said entertaining. I didn't say quality. Now, this is why entertaining. Hold on. Still trying to play with it. Hold on. www.crackcoreconfessions.com. Crack Whore Confessions.
Are you guys serious? The hell?
I'm serious. If you're by computer, feel free to join along with me. You know, step by step, it's still a bit like an online class. Like, this is online class in college.
Oh, okay. Online class.
Right now, you can follow along so we can all be together on the same page. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm not, but yes. Crack Whore Confessions. Why is this shit so funny? It's funny for a multiple of reasons. Where do I start? Number one, it's amazing when it comes to porn that no matter what anybody could possibly think of, somebody has thought of it and has done it. That's number one, if y'all ever actually think of this shit. So, I mean, so, yes, there's a market, obviously, for... I'm not the only one that does. This is what I'm saying. I feel by me saying this and spreading this, there's going to be more people that are going to be just like me. So I'm trying not to feel like I'm the only one that's out here crazy. Here's why. Because you don't even got to really go on to the site. You can actually just look at the previews on the front of the site and read the little comments, the little stories that they have for each of these ladies up here. And then another thing is there is a lot of crackhead whores on this damn page. A lot.
Hey, Dagger, I'm going to interrupt, bro, but shit, it's my time off, so I'm going to go ahead and check back in. So I'll touch down with you on the rebound. I got some numbers, so okay. I can at you.
Yes, sir, man. Good looking for checking in, all right?
All right, for sure.
For sure. All right, back to my crack whore confession. Look, let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell you the story about one of these crackhead whores who was on America's Most Wanted. Now, see, here's her story. Like, this is what I'm saying. I can't make this shit up. I can't make it up. I couldn't, but it wouldn't sound as good as it sounds as I'm saying it right now. That's how entertaining it is. Here's her story. Met Chris, the most famous crack whore in America. She has the honor of being the only crack whore that was featured on America's Most Wanted and captured. In prison, she learned to make improvised strap-on dildos from her bull dyke cellmate. Right after her release, she was hitting the streets and the crack pipe. So much for prison reform. This is just one story. And the thing is, like I said, they got a scene and a clip from her from when she was on America's Most Wanted, and when she got caught. Like I said, who else we got up here? Y'all want another one? Hold on, I'm gonna give y'all one more real quick. How about the mother and daughter crackhead horror team? How about that? See,
Dagger, where do you be finding this stuff at? Like, this is what I want to know. Like, where do you find this?
Hey, I can honestly say I do have a little twisted mind, but at the same time, this shit is funny to me. Like I said, you just Google shit. Like we Google each other. Like I said, Google some shit. It's interesting that you find this. But look at this. All right.
So you Google crackhead horse?
Nah,
I'm just asking.
I No, actually, I was on one of my regular sites, and I looked over in the corner, and it was one of the partner sites, and I was like, hold on, what's that? And then I pushed that button, and then it was attached to the Black Cries, and if y'all cheer for the Black Cries discussion, y'all know why these kind of things kind of run together, so I just happened to click another site and look at this. But and the dude that be going around fucking all these crackheads, his name is Cracker Jack, a white dude named Cracker Jack. Dude is funny as fuck, some fat white dude. Just going around just fucking
crackheads. No, wait. Now I have a question. So, you mean to tell me that there's somebody who really, like, regularly, like, comes these crackheads? Like, for real?
It's his site. That's what I'm saying. It's his job.
So, wait, it's his job to go after these crackheads.
Yes. And he does it all.
So these crackheads is getting their fix off of fucking
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And he provides
them
crack. Oh, my God. Like, you just entertain that type of shit? What the fuck? Like, seriously, this nigga getting paid more than his crack sales from you watching this shit. But like I said, I'm not the only one. It is entertaining to me, but see on the other flip side of that, it's like, man, dude, be getting head from these bitches, you know, our dog and some of them. Wow.
That is so gross. That is nasty.
His name is Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack is fucking the crack whore.
That is so gross.
Tell me you're not interested. Tell me you're not at least a little bit interested. At least a little bit. Tell me you're not. Don't lie to me. Tell me you're at least not a little bit interested to go to the website and see what the fuck. Here, I'm going to give you all one more story. I didn't get to tell the mother-daughter story. Listen.
Hell Cracker
Jack. Story time. Cracker Jack is finally living out his mother-daughter fantasy. Charlotte followed in Miles' footsteps from stripping to turning tricks on the street. Cracker Jack has built these two hookers separately, but once he found out they were mother and daughter, he was ready for a double blowjob treatment. This is not the first time Charlotte has shared her cop with her mom, though. Charlotte hooked up with one of her boyfriends for a blowjob, double-teamed with mom. Cracker Jack has Charlotte shove her mom's head down on his dick, and she does the same to her daughter. Cracker Jack feeds them both loads of hot cum. You can't, come on, like, I can't make this shit up. I can't do it. I keep saying that. I can't do it.
That sounds stupid. That shit is dumb.
It sounds like you're going to catch, like, Cracker Jack is going to catch the AIDS mess away.
But here's another thing. And the funny thing is, like I said, I haven't actually paid for the site, but like I said, I'm on the previews and shit, right? And he actually sits down and talks to these girls, and they tell their confessions. These are these crackheads telling their stories. This is like real life shit. Like,
and the FCC is okay with this shit, bro.
Hey, man, ain't nobody worried about that, man. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Look. Just some headliners. Like, look. Hook your sisters, share a blowjob, Gucci mama, whoring life away, sassy baby mama, hairy legs, horrible daddy.
What is the world coming to? Are you serious?
And they got these black girls in here, too. That's another reason why I kind of watch it, too, because you know there's some black crackheads in here. And these black bitches in here, too, is just even funnier. Like, oh, my God. That just makes me, like, I'm just serious. Pimp turns school girl hooker. Like, I mean, look at this one. Homeless jailbird street hooker tells all. Like, this shit is good. Like I said, I'm just giving y'all I want y'all to be entertained. You know, other kind of porn is kind of boring. I know y'all getting bored with the regular shit. Y'all should be. I'm sorry. I don't watch porn to get turned on. I watch porn to laugh. That's why I watch porn. I find shit that's going to make me laugh. So that's why, you know, and it does, and, you know, people be fucking at the same time. But I'd rather laugh. So that's what I'd be going for.
I think porn is perverted. I think that's the pervert.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're missing out. I'm sorry. I can't agree with you on that, Lyric. You're missing out on that point.
That's the pervert.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
If you could just sit there and watch porn to laugh, and watch these girls fucking all these other men and these men fucking all these other girls. That shit is just fucking perverted.
Hey.
Perverted ass shit.
Sorry, then I'm just saying. I can't even argue. That's me. All right, fine. I guess I'm wrong with that. I'm good. But speaking of, I'm going to clean off my computer board here because I got to get these crack holes off my page. I'm sorry now. But I'm going to say www.crackwhores.com. Make sure y'all check it out if y'all, like I said, want some funny entertainment. But guys, if you're a pervert like me, you know, if you're not a pervert, don't go to it.
I kind of didn't call you a pervert, but I'm saying if you're laughing at it, then that's like, that's dumb. What is the point of watching porn?
Porn
is not
funny.
Not
it is. It's hilarious. See, you cannot not watch stuff
dumb
until
shit.
You try stuff. You can't not go until you try stuff.
I mean, I've watched all that. I'm 26, but the point is, it's still stupid. It's stupid to me.
Baby,
if you just all sit up there and laugh off of it, porn treats
baby,
porn is supposed to teach you shit.
It's not a teaching tool. Who said it's a teaching tool? It's a form of entertainment, right? And then you take from the entertainment what you want to. So if I just feel that if I choose to laugh in my entertainment instead of like other people do jerk off or whatever to it or whatever, then I can laugh.
Yeah. Everybody has their own opinion.
Okay. For sure. Then we're on the same page. For sure. Now, let me get. Where was I? I think I was about to do this. We'll be right back.
Not
Girl, I'm cash B. I know I'm young, but my state of mind is 23. Your body banging off the hook, I mean I can't speak. Light skin tatted up, that's what I need. Look at her flowing mighty well in them tight jeans. Would you let me make it lean like a broke thing? Girl, I can get it juicy like a pill peach. I'll go deep, guaranteed to make your body cream. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm here to give you what you need. I'll take it slow, then pursue you $1 million dream. Kiss me on your neck and your leg and wet. Beat the pussy up, girl, you love that shit. Microphone check, yeah, microphone check. I'ma give it to you, girl, that microphone check.
Girl, won't you wind your feet?
That's how it starts, you know, taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes, a sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Riley, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley!
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been one to ignore the obvious.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with Dagger, trying to get my co-host back in, Queen V, one quick second, and trying to roll this blunt up at the same time. So I'm trying to multitask. See, this is what I need. Like I said, I need a whole studio with, like, workers and shit. Like, can you handle this? I'll handle this. You know, and all I got to do is just talk. Hold on. Sorry. Trying to bring everybody back in, trying to make it all come line up to happen the right way. Come on. You can do it.
Of course I can.
Yeah, there it goes. Queen, go get it.
Of course.
All right, for sure. Hold on, let me see if Ashley Martin's still in the building over there, drunk as hell. The burr. Hold on. Come on. You get it? Go on. There we go. Ashley, good? Ashley. See, this nigga over there. The nigga passed out on my show. Is your phone muted? Check the mute button. All right. If anybody out there were asking this, can somebody else call him on his phone and see what he's doing? Because he on the air, but he's not on the air. So I'm just curious. All right. So tell him to holler at me. All right? So I'm going to leave his mic open. If he starts snoring, we're going to start laughing. All right. I'm just saying. I'm going to leave it open. But if he starts snoring because he done passed out on the show, then that's all right to laugh. I'm sorry. Much love to Ashley Martin, though. But let's see. And Miss Elegant, still good?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Now, I'm sorry, not to continue. I've just been trying to capitalize on a few things now. Since it is West Coast Wednesday, I feel this is the place where I could, ask what y'all thinking, how my idea may work. Now, Elegant's already know, like I said, just... just, I know you're not going to probably feel me. I already know. But hear me out. All right, now, and I feel the queen will feel me on the business tip. All right, but like I said, if Ashton was awake, yeah, he'd probably feel me all the way around with his drunk ass right about now. But you just think I'm trying to combine like reality shows and porn at the same time, right? Now, I know this has probably been done in a little bit, but it ain't been done this way. Because what I've also noticed, like I said, I'm not the only person that be in all kind of twisted stuff. Like I said, you know what's hot right now? That pregnancy porn is hot right now. Don't ask me how I know, but it's hot right now. Now, what I'm thinking about is, could you imagine, this is the title, of my reality series. My mother was a pregnant porn star, but it's when it's the kids that they were pregnant with while they were doing the movies. So it's like you don't the kid we have to start straight from like we have to catch them coming out of the other movies or whatever. Just be like, yo, look, don't ever tell your kid. Your kid can never find out that you're a porn star. You know that's part of the rule. You know they can't. But we gotta dedicate ourselves to this. If we're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I gotta dedicate myself. But you gotta follow the kid for like, you know, not the kid, but like the mother. Just keep tabs on it. You know, when the kid turns 18, when he's old enough, that's when you drop it on him. Like, boom. You know what, kid? Got a story to tell you. You know, I don't know if this is gonna affect you or not. I don't know if this is gonna bother you, affect your life. You know, they whatever. But that's something we need to show you.
That's so horrible. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta light the weed up real quick. But yeah, but then we tell them like, yeah, that's you right there. I'm trying to think of how I would react to it. I want to say like I wouldn't care, but then I'd be like, I don't know. Like that may just fuck with me like a little bit. I'm not sure. But
like that's horrible if you really think about it. Like some random guy's penis is just probably like poking you all in the back and stuff while you were single mama. Like that's so horrible. Like I don't know how I would feel about that.
You know the part that I would hate, the kid that you're gonna have on the reality show, you're pushing this to him and it's on the reality show, so his friends and shit is gonna or her friends are gonna see this and they're gonna like that person's gonna feel really fucked up. They probably would commit suicide on some shit like that.
I'm not trying to kill nobody though. You think that'll kill?
Just think of Jerry Springer. You know how Jerry Springer or Maury, when they the hidden secret comes out, they just go and fucking kill themselves because they're so embarrassed that millions of people see that.
They just go right in the back and start crying, and then Maury just brings them back to testing for the next five niggas on the back. Shit, I've seen that shit.
I haven't. I've seen 10-year-olds kill themselves in their closets because of bullying. Now, just think some shit like this on national TV, I think that's a that's a killer. Yes, a 10-year-old girl just killed herself, hung herself in the closet with a belt because she was being bullied. The prettiest girl in the world.
God, man. Wow. What kind of stories you be listening to? Yeah, it is fucked up. Well,
it's all right. I mean, it's news. It's YouTube, like everybody else. You know,
yeah,
I get information.
Yeah, it is. That's fucked up. Like I said, bad on bullying. But, I mean, I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm not bullying the kid. This is just something that, like, I'm just saying this is what happened, and then that's it. I just want to see what the reaction be. But hold on. We got some people trying to jump in on this. Hold on. Let's leave. Hold on. I mean, I'm just thinking, but I mean, okay, but Queen, real quick while I get everybody else in. Now, on the business tip, you can't tell me I wouldn't make no money.
Yeah, you would make money. You would. I'm not even about to lie to you. You would make money because I know people who would probably tune in to watch it. Like, I'm not even about to lie to you.
I know I'm not tripping. Straight off the 213-8045, you got Dagger Queen. What it do?
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, it's crazy, man, but I just thought that today. I swear I did. And I know how you thought of it. You watched it yesterday because that's how I thought of it.
thought of what?
Whoa.
Yeah, my. What were you watching yesterday? Who is this?
Yay. Let's start there.
Let's start with who this is.
Yo, this is Melly Mike, man.
Oh, okay, man. What you doing, man? How you feeling?
Pretty good, man. You?
Nah, man. Another day in the office, man. Just chilling, relaxing. Like I said, I'm trying to get my idea off the ground. I'm hoping nobody's stealing, but you know, I think it's a good idea to make some money.
Please don't steal his idea.
No, I'm not going to steal that, because when I thought of it, I was like, I wasn't thinking of it as a reality show, though. I was just like, I watched it, I was like, that's crazy, because if this kid ever find out that this mom did this video and they look back like, dang, I'm in that stomach right now, like, what can you do?
See, I ain't the only one to be thinking like, see, thank you. I know I'm not, see, I feel better, because I know I'm not the only one to be thinking like this.
But what would you think of a reality show of the kid actually seeing some shit like that on national TV in front of billions of people?
Get on the reality craze like everybody else. Why can't I get on like everybody? Everybody got a reality show. Why can't I make one?
Is everybody killing themselves off them damn shows?
Man, I mean.
I think the reality show aspect of it would just be one of these situations like, if the kids start going wild and out and everything, then you just don't release that episode. You get them counseling. But the ones that don't wild up, they with it, then you release those episodes.
Oh, okay. They got to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Like, if they cool with it,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, I like that. See, this is why I need a team. See, we can put this together. We can make it happen. You know what I mean? Who else want to help it on this? Well, we need all kind of people.
Dagger said he didn't want the kid to know until they got on the show. Now, if you ain't gonna know until you get on there,
when you get 18, then it's like, yo, kid, I got something to show you. Now, look, this may traumatize you. If you willing to roll with that, then for sure. If not, but how many kids, like, you know, the kids are gonna think, you know, kids are always gonna think, like, man, I can handle it. What the fuck you gonna show me? They're just like, okay.
I'm through with you, Dagger.
I got something to show you.
I'm through.
You ain't see. Hey, right there, I just feel better knowing that I'm not the only one out there that thinks like this. But like I said, we can turn these thoughts into gold, you know, platinum. You know, people getting paid off the dumbest shit in the world. Why can't I get paid off of this shit? The fact that if there are women out there that still be pregnant and do porn, that shit amazes me. Like, that's what I'm saying. But there is a vicious market for that, and that's what it's like. Some bitches be like, I'm not going to stop. Like, okay.
Hey, and it's crazy, too, because the one I saw yesterday, it was an orgy. It was like five different pregnant women.
Ew.
I swear. And I was like, they sucking each other titties. Like, what if some milk come out of something? Like, this is crazy.
And it was bad. I saw one earlier where it was the guy, a pregnant girl, and then a regular girl, and then he was just all on the regular girl. It's like, yeah, if you got to choose, of course you're going to choose the regular girl. She was just sitting over there, and then when he had to do it, he felt like it looked like he was all upset about doing it and everything but her. But no, you won. That pregnant girl orgy shit, that shit is nasty. That shit, like I said, I know.
Man, it was crazy, man.
I know girls, they pregnant, you know, with the baby and everything. I know they're not really fat. They just look fat. But, I mean, like I said, that's the problem. They just look fat. And that just bothers me.
Oh, that's so rude. Wait, because that's really so mean.
I'm sorry. You already know how I feel about kids. So, I mean, what's up?
Well, I understand that, but I mean, one day you hope to have them, right? Like,
at some point, yes, but that's going to be a rough few months. She's got to already be in bed. I got to sneak in behind her. You know, like, well, no, at that point, it shouldn't matter because I'm supposed to actually care for the girl and everything like that. So that's a whole different story. You know what I mean? But
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, you can't go there about that because that's so mean.
Hey,
like,
Dagger,
you got to.
Yeah, I
like y'all told me. You can't knock it till you try it.
I mean,
stop it.
Some dudes tell me pregnant pussy is good. I've heard it. I mean,
I've actually heard that too.
I have heard it before though. I mean, I don't know. Anybody out there that got pussy before? Hold on, straight out the.
It is though.
Oh, yeah, see, there go one right there. So, but who else we got out here? 323 9267. You got Dagger Queen. What it do? Hello? One more time. 323-9267. That's the last four digits of your cell phone number that I'm saying, if that's you. No? Going once? Going twice? All right. But yeah. So, damn, pregnant. And it was, I don't know, it's that gut, man. Because like I said, I'm already, when I be getting it on, when I be doing my thing, I'm already a wild type person anyway. You can't be wild with a pregnant girl.
Right. You know? But the thing is, though, it's got like a little bit different kind of, it's more gushy and a little bit more warm. So you don't need to be as wild
with it. This is the first time calling right here. He already on one road with us. That's good. Come on, man. How the pregnant pussy go? Let people know real quick. There's a lot of people out here listening probably right now. What's that shit about now?
Yeah, it's a lot more gushy and it's more warm, so you don't really have to do as much because the feeling is a little bit different.
Oh, see, interesting. Now on the woman's side of things, Well, no, the elements. You've been through the pregnancy thing before. Now, is it a different feeling when you're pregnant than when you're not pregnant on the other end of that?
I think so. It's more, I don't know. I really can't tell. Because you being a woman, you're going to be more cautious about the shit. So you observing the feeling at the same time, you trying to make sure ain't shit fucking up, hitting the wrong thing.
Ain't no head getting poked.
Yeah, but besides that, I mean, I've heard that it is, and I've been in that position, so, yeah.
Like I said, I guess I have to take y'all word for it, man. I don't know. Like I said, it's the belly. It's like it's only if I do it, it's not gonna be one position. It's gonna be a lazy sideways position. that's just what it's gonna be. You're not gonna get on top of me because I don't want that gut on my stomach. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it. Like I'm just like maybe that's just not there.
I don't want that gut on my stomach.
No,
ain't gonna be no sit ups going on. Huh?
Doggy's probably gonna be a problem because I'm gonna try to put it down on you, and I don't want you to like slip and land on your stomach. That's gonna be a problem. Like I can't do it that way. You can't be on your back because it just looks like an alien is about to pop out your stomach. Like I've seen too many movies.
Oh my god!
Wait, please tell me you're not talking about a girl that you actually got pregnant.
No. See, that ain't gonna go down that road. We good over here. I'm just simply saying. I'm just picturing myself actually trying or doing or having like sex with a pregnant girl. And I'm just trying to like think about how I have sex with normal girls and then put a pregnant girl in that situation and think about how that would look, and that would not be appeasing. And that would not be. That's what I'm saying. I'm simply saying. I think the only way I'll be able to get away with doing this is straight lazy man sideways style. You know, on the side, like you just lay that way. I'm right here. And bam! That's what I think. I think that's.
All right, let me.
I'm just being honest. I think that's the best I can do. I mean, I'm sorry, but at least I know what I'm able to do. Now, hopefully, like I'm saying, when I get in that situation, maybe at the time, whatever, it may be a little bit different. But as it stands right now, not popping. No, but again, that's just me. I got excuses.
I had a fucked up pregnancy sex experience.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It wasn't with me, though.
I was going to play
it with you. It wasn't with me, though.
Go ahead.
One of my baby moms, when I was back in the day, she was we weren't together. And so this dude that she was messing with, you know, we getting into it. While she's pregnant, we getting into it. So this nigga busts out and say, "Nigga, that's why I feed your baby every night." I wanted to kill that nigga. Like,
that's the last bit of shit, my nigga. That's a super long blow right there. See, that's why I'm glad I don't have no girls pregnant like that. Man, it's woo.
That's supposed to be a no. If you're pregnant by a certain guy, either you're fucking him or you ain't fucking at all. You don't exactly. go around.
Oh my God, you don't do that. That's not, oh, that's not kosher. Oh, you don't do that.
Ain't that some kosher shit, though?
Oh my gosh. So, oh, wow.
That is a call up. But like I said, the bitches are scandalous. Not to talk about the very problems like that, but I mean, bottom line, man, they can be real scandalous and they just don't give a fuck how you go on, man. None of them. Like, they don't care. Like, it's just, that's why it's just war out here right now. Is that what, it feels like we're at war. It's like, I don't want to be at war with females. So females is at war with niggas. Niggas is at war with females. Everybody's just trying to do a kind of shit to each other right about now. That's, I don't understand it personally. Oh, shit. You try to check in real late. Hold on. Straight after 909-0721, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Hi, Dagger. Hi, Queen. How y'all doing?
Hi,
Queen. Hey, how you doing? Why are you saying, like, wow, you ain't excited?
Who? Nope. Me?
No, no, don't mind me. Don't mind me. I'm under the influence. How are you feeling tonight, Coyo? Better late than never.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight, guys?
Nothing. We talk about pregnant pussy. What you know about pregnant pussy? Have you heard about pregnant pussy?
That is the vomit that there ever could be.
See, I told you.
Why did everybody keep saying this?
I just know a dude that he keeps women pregnant all day. He loves it and he loves kids. So, I mean, he do that for it. I mean, this dude's got 5 kids, 6 kids. He got another one on the way.
Oh, all right.
He won another one right after that.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Wow.
So You don't think so, Dagger?
I mean, I don't, like I said, I already just had my conversation about, like I said, it's just too close to, like I said, I don't fuck with fat people like that. It's just, the pretty girl's just too close to being fat. Like I said, I know she's not, like, really fat, but she looks that way. So it just bothers me.
Damn. So what are you going to do if you get your wife pregnant?
Well, that's, like I said, when I get to that point with my wife, I hope it's a different story. But if it's not, I got the one position that I think I can fuck with. I was like, I said, delayed. I said, it's going to be that sideways, lazy position, roll over that way. You know, I mean, we're good for the first, what, maybe like 2-3 months? Because, I mean, when does the stomach actually pop out? Like when you actually start showing, what?
4 months.
So we got a good 4 months before that happens. So, I mean, we got to get it a lot right there. Now, the last 5 months, that kind of, you know, drag out a little bit. You know, so that's just, but like I said, anybody that actually deals with me on that type of level is going to already know what to expect off top. So
Wait. Dagger, are you going to be able to hold out that long? Because I remember, like, a couple of shows ago, you were saying you can't even go a week. So.
I didn't say that's what I said. Well, I was saying, one more time. I got one position that I think I'll be able to work with. So when time comes, I will use that one position and for the rest of that 5 months. So that's
okay.
A drought, no, that's not going to work. That's what problems happen. Yeah, I said it right the last time. I'll say it again. A week? Nah, that's stretching it. Especially, like I said, if we're in a committed relationship, like I said, I should get it whenever I want it. Period. That's just how I feel. Definitely. But we're going to let everybody get their shout-outs out here right now. Because, like I said, we've been talking. I'm going to let the music ride out for the rest of the show. So, Mr. Evans, go ahead and give your shout-outs. Let people know where they can find you. Anything you want to say to anybody real quick.
Okay, everybody knows where they can find me. I'm on SoundCloud, Facebook, you know, whatever. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm on there, too, but I don't be on there. let's see. I want to give a shout-out to you, Dagger. You're doing your thing. You've been on Bang Out for a while now, man. But keep it pushing. All right. Give a shout-out to everybody else that's on. You know, y'all take care. Peace, love, and blessings. That's about it.
All right, Ms. Elegance, as always, you are welcome. Make sure you check in with me at any time. Oh, man. Ashton, you awake, man? Are you still dead to the world? Are you awake? Ashton? My nigga funny. All right. Shout out to Ashton Martin, still on the line, but not on the line. I'm probably going to get some weird-ass text later when the nigga wake up. Like, what the fuck happened, man? All right, Clay, go ahead and give your shout-out. I already know you want to give a shout-out first, but...
I'll give a shout out to my mama, of course. Love her a lot. I was here doing her hair. We was having a girl's day.
But, yeah, shout out to my mom. Shout out to everyone on the radio. Shout out to the Dagger. Thank you for accepting me, even though I came a little late. Still have to come and show my love. Shout out to my queen. I miss you, honey. We need to do something ASAP. And shout out to my best friend. Yesterday was her birthday. Everybody up to the chat right now.
My baby mama. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. And that's it. Everyone have a very well night. Try to, you know, have some humping on Hump Night Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I was going. That's what I was going for tonight. You know, sorry about the conversations with him. But real quick, Corey, since you did miss the conversation, let me ask you a quick question. Would you let a nigga bang you with a gun, with the barrel of a gun? That was the topic there. I was just curious. No? Are you like crazy, wild, freaky like that?
You said, would I let a guy what?
Would you let a guy bang you with the barrel of a gun? I know it's a weird question, but I mean, like I said, if you were here on time, you would already been in on the conversation, but I just got to put you on the spot real quick.
Nah, I'm not that crazy. Wouldn't be able to do it with me.
All right. Just checking.
Nah. Wouldn't be me.
My man, I'm not even going to lie. 213-8045. One more time, I can get your name because like I said, I'm under the influence. Like I said,
nah, that's cool. Money Mike.
Money Mike. Money Mike in the business, man. Like I said, check in with me more often. I remember more. But like I said, you always welcome, man. Like I said, you came in and hit the ground running. Because like I said, some people hop in here and be scared of the conversation. But like, man, no, fuck that. But, Money Mike, any shout outs you want to give? Maybe anybody out there listening right now you talking to or whatever, let them know what's up. You said you do music? You got music and everything?
Nah, I don't do anything, man. I don't even know how I got on this line to be on. Oh, I saw a girl in my timeline.
Hey, like I said, Money Mike, fuck it, man. Like I said, how you
on
people
Twitter?
You on the show or whatever too.
Are you following me on Twitter?
Nah, this is on Facebook.
You said it's all on Facebook. Hey, wherever you saw it, it don't matter. You hear Money Mike, so go ahead and give a shout out. Maybe some of your people just listening. But like I said, but now that you're on the show, take the same link and go back and share it with all your people so they can come fuck with you too. You know what I mean? So like I said, just keep talking about the show. That's all I ask. Just talk about the show. But give your shout outs or whatever real quick. And if you want people to holler at you, let them know where they can find you.
Most blessed, man. Well, I just want to say I had a good time on here tonight, man. No shout outs, really. Shout out to Fine Wine for inviting me on here.
Yeah, man,
I had a good time. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Check the status and check the links. We're out here, like 4 days a week, all right? So make sure y'all at us. And then, Miss Queen V, go ahead and give your shout outs, Ma. And as you should, go ahead. My lovely calls. La la la. I'm sorry, Mike. Like I said, I'd say by the end of the show I'll be slurring, but I'm doing that a little bit on purpose.
You are over there slurring. It's okay. I'll accept you because last week you accepted me in my drunkenness.
She was a lot worse than I was. I'm cool. You know, I was slurring on purpose. Right? It's like kind of like how I am when I'm drinking and driving. It's like I drink, but I don't drink too much. Like I said, I got a show, so I can't go all the way overboard. Like you was gone. Like,
yeah, I was gone, but you see, the only reason why was because we was almost done, and
there was nothing else to do, and I was really just
drinking. Okay, let's not even go there. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shouts out to my two birthday girls. I got to give it to them first, my bae mama and my cousin Melissa. My bae mama was yesterday. My cousin was today. Shouts out to you guys. I hope you guys had an amazing day. Shouts out to my boy the Dagger. I appreciate you and this wonderful opportunity you are giving me. I really greatly appreciate it. Shouts out to anybody supporting Bang Out Radio. I appreciate you guys, everybody out there networking with us and us and vice versa. I appreciate you guys for that. Shouts out to all the homegirls, Koya, my bad mama, Erica, Cash, Jasmine. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. Anybody fucking with me? I appreciate you guys for that also. You guys can find me on Facebook.com/ColeyBaby and Twitter at QueenVicky21. You guys can send me your music at QueenV, QueenVee, 1991 at gmail.com. Again, that is QueenV, VEE, 1991 at gmail.com. And holla at me. Talk to me. I'll talk back, y'all.
Is the phone ringing in my background? Can you hear that? Hold on. Let's see. Can you hear that?
I do hear that.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all got to sit there waiting. Okay, good. It stopped. All right. But, yeah, y'all know what's up, man. The Dagger. Man, another show. Again, I apologize. Like I said, I ask questions. Like, I see shit, and I just bring it to the show, and like I said, it's just funny to just see how people react to it and see what people think, because, but the shit that I only ask because I've seen it done, you know, so it's like there are people out there that do this type of shit, so I know I may sound crazy or whatever, and I am a little bit, but don't trip off of that, but like I said, shouts out everybody checked in. Miss Elegance, of course, Queen, thank you for always being here. You know, like I said, adding you on has always been fun. Because like I said, it gets boring by myself sometimes. You know, I don't like myself that much. So it's good to have at least one person that can chill with me at least one night a week. So thank you for always being here, supporting me. Like I said, Miss Elegance, KP out there, and, you know, Prince, shit, in Vegas, man, be safe. My man Money Mike, like I said, Money Mike, anytime, man, add me on Facebook. And like I said, anybody else out there trying to send in their music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, add me, holler at me, send me your music. It's going to be put in rotation. Don't trip, Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Shout out to Tanisha, thank you for checking in. And phone died, so we lost her midway through the call. That's all right. Check her out on my Facebook page, Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week. Make sure you show support there. Who else? Coyle, what's up? Thank you, thank you. My nigga Dre checked in today. All right. Like I said, I said it was going to be a good night, and it's been a cool night. So, again, I want to thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for supporting the shows. Y'all know, let's go through the lineup, of course. West Coast Wednesday, Dagger, Queen V, 9 to 11, Hump Nights. And as it's tonight, like I said, I really hope somebody getting their fuck off. I really hope y'all are, because that's the mood I was going for tonight. On top of this, besides the shit I was talking about with the music and these independent artists, that's what I was going for. So I hope y'all. And I worked out, and I helped out a little bit. All right. What else? All right. Fuck You Fridays this Friday. Like I said, that's from 6 to 8. And it's going to be a special Fuck You Fridays this Friday because the Dagger has a show this Friday. So what you will be hearing is everything that happens before the Dagger and the Witted Boys go to a show. So ought to be interesting. So make sure you tune in on Friday. Slap Sundays, I already know where that's at, 7 to 9 every Sunday. The Triple M Show on Mondays, which is all music, no talk, 7 to 9 on Mondays. And then right back here in West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11 yet again. So I got something for y'all every day. Thank you very much. All y'all got to do is talk about the show, and that's all I ask. And we're going to ride out with my boy, Mr. Pills. This shit go right here, man. This shake, man, ladies, shake that shit real quick. All right. Like I said, I'm trying to get y'all laid tonight. Enjoy. See y'all next week.
See right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself. Mike Carter. And see right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shook their body. Shoe models.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating that body to the music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, she wanted it, so I'm reaching for some love. Down, round, and round, freaking all on me. Oh,
Jiggle, jiggle, all up in my grill.